Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. There is increasing interest in a cross-disciplinary team approach to helping patients with chronic conditions. This is true in chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and in this evidence pod, Anne-Marie Kreis, a general practitioner trainee at Leiden University in the Netherlands, describes the October 2013 Cochrane Review of research done to date.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, is a chronic lung disease affecting many people around the world and causing millions of deaths every year. Patients vary in their quality of life and daily complaints and symptoms, which include shortness of breath, sputum production, and cough. Stable periods of the disease can fluctuate with acute worsening or flare-ups called exacerbations. These exacerbations cause much fear for patients and can lead to further worsening of their lung function and quality of life. Patients having an exacerbation have a high chance of being admitted to hospital, and there is even a chance of dying. When it comes to healthcare for people with COPD, several different providers are involved, including general practitioners, nurses, physiotherapists, and respiratory physicians. They provide different elements of care, such as education about the disease, optimal medical treatment, exercise training, smoking cessation, and self-management. The aim of an integrated disease management program is to set up a program in which the various providers collaborate and integrate the different elements of care. These programs are believed to improve quality of care, as well as the quality of life of patients. It is thought they might be cost-effective as well, and we wanted to find what the evidence says. There were some existing systematic reviews, but these were out of date, and a lot of new trials have been published in recent years. Therefore, we set up this Cochrane Review to evaluate the effects of these integrated disease management programs and have found that they were beneficial for patients, with programs that incorporated some type of exercise training tending to show the highest benefits. We defined a disease management program as lasting at least 3 months and including at least 2 different healthcare providers and at least 2 different elements of care. We choose quality of life, exercise tolerance, and exacerbations as our primary outcomes because these are most important for patients. We identified 26 trials involving almost 3,000 COPD patients, which was a lot more than we expected. We were very much surprised that these studies originated from all over the world and were conducted in all types of healthcare settings. Some programs took place at patients' homes or in GP clinics, and some in hospitals or specialized clinics. The programs differed in type of content, but we could divide the studies roughly into 2 groups. The focus of the program in one group was exercise training. The focus in the other group was applying self-management. After 1 year, patients participating in an integrated disease management program had better quality of life and improved their exercise tolerance. Further, we found that these programs could prevent patients from being admitted to hospital. We calculated that 7 hospital admissions related to respiratory problems could be prevented for every 100 patients treated with a program for 3 to 12 months. Added to this, patients who were hospitalized had to stay fewer days if they had been allocated to the program. They stayed for an average of 10 days if they were in the control group, but were able to go home an average of 4 days earlier if they were on a program. Our current findings are not only important for patients, but also for health policymakers, as reductions in hospital admissions and hospital days can lead to important cost savings. We expect that more trials will be published in coming years, and as well as including these in a future update, we hope to be able to describe the optimal combination of an integrated disease management program, including its duration, frequency, and involved healthcare providers.
Whether you're a patient, a carer, a policymaker, or anyone else with interest in COPD, you can find the full version of this review and its future updates at thecochranelibrary.com.